Frontiers in Mars Exploration, written by Julie Pratton, illustrated by Tomas Benitez. Genre: expository text tells the true story of an event. As you read, notice how the author tells about how he became a space engineer for NASA and worked on designing the Mars rover Curiosity. Question of the week: how does technology help adventurers reach new places? Stargazing. As a kid, from the tiny window in my cramped bedroom, I always had my eyes fixed on the moon and stars. I was about 13 when I decided that I wanted to be a space engineer and hungrily devoured every book I could find about space missions. But it was Mars that fascinated me the most. I have always believed that Mars is the most tangible frontier for us to venture out to in the universe. Over 250 spacecraft and 24 humans have orbited in space since man first began exploring beyond Earth's atmosphere back in 1958. If we are looking for an alternative planet to settle on, Mars may be our best bet. On a really clear night, with no moon and far from any source of lights, a person with very good eyesight may be able to see 2,000 to 2,500 stars. Inspiration. After reading about the activities of NASA's robotic scouts, I was inspired. I was intrigued to learn if the red planet could tell us if life exists beyond our home planet and whether it could one day be a safe home for humans. Could these car-sized machines bring us the secret to humans living on another planet? Could Mars really sustain life? Would all these questions be answered in my lifetime? Life on Mars? I first entered the world of Mars when I was 15 and attended NASA Mars Camp. On the first day, our camp leader questioned us enthusiastically about Mars. What is the most exciting thing about Mars? Well, I think the amazing thing about Mars is the possible presence of water, I said. Water is key, because where there is water on Earth, there is life. Exactly! Well done! He cried. If Mars once had liquid water, or still does today, we may find evidence of life in the past. Imagine how exciting it would be if there was life today. I remember thinking how awesome it would be to live on Mars. I had read about the early days of Mars exploration and the first attempts by the USSR to launch flybys. These are spacecraft that pass in the vicinity of the planet Mars, but do not enter its orbit or land on it. Seven facts about Mars. 1. Mars is the fourth planet from the Sun and is around 227,940,000 kilometers from the Sun. 2. The planet was named after the Roman god of war. 3. Mars is also often called the Red Planet due to its reddish appearance. 4. Only 18 of over 40 missions to Mars have been successful. 5. Mars has the largest dust storms in the solar system. 6. There are signs of liquid water on Mars. 7. Mars has the largest mountain in the solar system. Robotic rovers. So what is the function of these amazing robotic explorers that look something straight out of the blockbuster movie Transformers? Think of them as robotic geologists. Geology is the science that focuses on the study of the Earth, its components, structure, processes, and behavior. Geologists study Earth processes such as earthquakes, landslides, floods, and volcanic eruptions. They also investigate rocks and other minerals and look for the presence of oil, gas, and water. The robotic rover is designed to do the same things: to collect data and perform on-site geological investigations of rocks, soil, sediment of sand, dust, and debris on Mars. It is equipped with a 2-meter-long arm to take photographs on the surface of Mars. The mast-mounted cameras can get 360-degree, stereoscopic, human-like views of the terrain. Curiosity. The Mars Science Laboratory, MSL, and its rover centerpiece, Curiosity, is the most ambitious Mars mission flown by NASA. The main mission of the MSL spacecraft was to deliver the rover. Curiosity comprised 23% of the mass of the 3,893-kilogram Mars Science Laboratory spacecraft and weighed 899 kilograms, including 80 kilograms of scientific instruments. The actual spaceship would be discarded on impact. The main tasks of the rover were to determine whether Mars could ever have supported life, to discover the role of water, and to study the climate and geology of Mars. The spacecraft was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on November 26, 2011. Work at Mars Yard. After graduating in mechanical engineering from Boston University in 2005, my dream to work as a space engineer came true, and I started working on NASA's Mars Exploration Rovers teams. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, Matt, is to design a car-sized robotic rover with improved features, laughed Hank, my mentor and colleague when I joined Mars Yard. Mars Yard was the key testing area, where the rover underwent a series of rigorous tests. We had to make sure the rover could withstand the conditions of space and the Martian environment. The plan was to send out the rover to explore Gale Crater, which is believed to be a dry lake, as part of NASA's Mars Science Laboratory mission. After numerous rounds of experiments, our team finally completed all the test runs, and our robotic geologist, weighing approximately 900 kilos, was ready to go. Seven minutes of terror. The daring landing of Curiosity was described by NASA as 7 minutes of terror. Because of the rover's weight, the spacecraft went through an extremely complicated sequence of maneuvers to land. After its blazing entry into the atmosphere, a supersonic parachute was needed to slow the spacecraft. The parachute needed to withstand the titanic weight of 29,480 kilograms to enable Curiosity to land safely. Few moments in my life were as intense when Curiosity entered the Martian atmosphere that day. I couldn't help wondering if the parachute would deploy and if the rover would make it. I remember the design engineer whispering, "The entire world is watching us do this," in my ear. "It's a $2.5 billion project, so we'd better get it right." The atmosphere that night in the NASA Control Center was tense, exciting, and hopeful. All the engineers involved remember the sequence like it happened yesterday. Okay, here goes. Initiate EDL. Entry, descent, and landing. Ready? Affirmative. Entry, descent, and landing engaged. The computer is on its own now. We have 7 minutes to get from the top of the atmosphere to the surface of Mars. We're going from 13,000 miles an hour to zero. It's perfect sequence with perfect timing. If any one thing doesn't work just right, it's game over. I am happy to say Curiosity made it. It landed safely on August 6, 2012. Future horizons. If you ask me what the future holds for the Mars mission, it's the hope of finding a new planet where humans can settle. The rover is not designed to find life itself, but carries the instruments on board that can bring back the information we need about the surrounding environment. Promising results released in 2015 showed scientists found complex organic molecules in Martian samples stored in the interior of the Curiosity rover. This year, results based on Curiosity's work have provided more evidence that life was possible on Mars. One study described the discovery of organic molecules in 3.5 billion-year-old rocks, while the other showed that methane levels in the atmosphere change seasonally. Could this mean that living organisms are producing this gas? Recent developments are very positive. Radar readings from the European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter discovered what seems to be a 12 kilometers wide lake of liquid water buried under about a mile of ice and dust in the Red Planet's south polar region. This lake, known as the Planum Austral, and was discovered using sonar signals. Over the past couple of decades, robotic missions have found ample evidence that liquid water existed on Mars billions of years ago. Much of that water was lost as Mars' protective atmosphere was stripped away, and tons of it are locked up in ice deposits. What's the next step? There are ongoing discussions about NASA sending a human mission to Mars in the 2030s.